Hello everyone, my name is Tony Stafford and I'm your host tonight for the City of Dreams Leadership Call. This is a prelude to the actual recording just to set up the call. We have a number of special guests. There was a great early part of the call where just leaderships talked, and I took that and put it at the end so that you could enjoy that afterwards. I didn't want everybody that maybe didn't want to listen to that to have to go through maybe 3 or 4 minutes of exciting just a general conversation. So,
all aboard! All aboard for the City of Dreams. Thanks for joining us on our journey to the City of Dreams tonight. My name is Tony Stafford, and I am your conductor on your journey. As you all know, in the City of Dreams, all things are possible, and in the City of Dreams, there are simply more opportunities. Our topic tonight is about using the leadership calls and the Drywar City and the City of Dreams website to bring in new distributors. We have a group of people on that have been to the website. Sometimes they hadn't get the chance, but we're going to talk about that a little bit. We have an exciting call tonight. We hope that you have pencil and paper so you can take some notes. This is the eighth in a series of calls. On the January call, our very first call was about dreaming and making dreams come true. We had special guest Kevin Cotter, and he taught us that the first secret of self-made millionaires is simple, they dream bigger dreams. On the second call, we had a list of your capital and multi-level marketing, and managing your list is how you go from stealth to success in your DWG business. The March call was taking it to the streets, and that was Daytona Bike Week. Elvira, you were there.
I was there.
But you weren't on the call. But we learned how to go from the smallest venue of polishing a ring to a very large venue like doing the bike show. The April call was Director's Freedom Unit Vacations. We had a lot of guests that were in Jamaica with us. That was a great call. In May, Ken May took us through business practices for success. June was the new recruiting tool. What a great announcement that was. It's changing everybody's business. And the July call was personal development for success with special guest Joshua Awaya. And we learned that and on that call that you begin your business and your personal development with your 30-second demo, and it continues all the way through third-party training. It is not, and our topic tonight, again, is using the leadership calls and web training to bring in new distributors. It is not the intention of tonight's call to create paralysis by analysis. Let me say that again. It is not our intention to create paralysis by analysis. Many times there's so much information that we have that grabs us up and we do nothing. Jim Adams told us a number of times, do it now, perfect it later. Do it now, perfect it later. Let me say it another way. Be awkward now and let enthusiasm assist you to get started fast and be natural later. As we get started in the business, there is much to learn, and we are excited to share that opportunity with everybody we come in contact. We may feel awkward, as Kevin Cotter has taught us so many times, and we are looking for a place to get examples or training on how to go from awkward to mechanical to being natural in the business. There's so many things that we want to do first. When we get in business, because we're so excited, and we're much like a mosquito in a nudist colony. There's so much to do, but you don't know where to begin. Tonight, we hope to share with you the beginning of your journey down the Yellow Book Road to success. We hope that you'll find this a duplicatable approach to doing your business. So let's begin tonight. When you get in business, your excitement and your dreams are what are driving you into this business. And so where do you really begin? We talked on the last call last month about it began with a 30-second demo, and then we went through how you get into your DWG kit. So let me tell you what I would suggest to anybody that you were coaching that came into the business. The first thing I would do is encourage them to sit down and write some dreams down. What is their dreams? And it's, you know, just a paragraph, because what's going to happen as you begin your journey into any business or whatever you're going to do, you really kind of put an outline down, and then you're going to perfect that dream. And then the second thing I would tell people to do is, you know, hopefully if you are the sponsor, you may have, you should have sat down and taken them through the distributor kit. And inside that distributor kit, you explain to them, of course, that you have two videos. One of them takes you through all the products, and you would encourage them to watch that video so you can become a product of the product. You know, the other thing is being a product of the product means that you're going to try them all and have develop your 30-second stories for each of those. But what you're going to do is maybe as each of those videos shows every one of those products, you should have had a cornerstone pack, and you should be going through those products and trying them yourself, and then learning how they work, because many times they do more than what we say they will do. Secondly, we probably told you that we told the person that you have a video in there that's a testimony about what DWG does for the water crisis. Now, we don't have all the solutions for the water crisis, but we have a solution for the water crisis. And there's a testimony by high-profile people like Chris Everett and boy, I'm a blank all of a sudden.
Admiral.
Pat Summerall, thank you very much. So, and then there's also a testimonial from a Lexus dealership in Las Vegas. Now, that's powerful when you're talking to people with cars and dealerships and things like that. And then you have probably the most important tool in there, but inside there also is brochures, receipts, sign-up sheets, all kinds of stuff. But there is a CD in there that is just powerful in you getting started in your business. And if you have not, if you're a long-time distributor already, you need to take and listen to that audio, and view it. First of all, you can put it in your CD player if you've got one in your car, or just a player, and it plays what I consider probably the most incredible, most appropriate getting started audio that I've ever heard narrated by Drew Earle. And if you listen to that and do the thing that he talks about doing, getting started in his business, you're going to be a success. So first of all, I would encourage you to listen to that. Now, how does this kind of play into the DWG website? Well, I believe this audio is so important that I have put it on the website. If you have the ability to be on this phone and be on your computer, you might want to take a look at it real quick. Let's go and find out how you can get to this audio. We're not going to listen to it right now, but I would encourage you that if you don't know what's on that tape, and it should be listened to many times, you should go to it. So first of all, go to the website. And on the left side of the website, there's a place that's called City of Dreams Leadership Calls. If you press on that, you'll go to a webpage for leadership calls and go down. And the very first thing it says in there is your business begins here. And if you press on the audio button, you will get to hear Simply the Best New Distributor Intro by Drew Earle. Listen to this tape. That's going to get you started correctly and duplicatable in this business. Now, that's also available in another spot of this webpage. We'll get to that later. So first of all, I've now coached you what's in that kit. Also on the video, the DVD, the CD on that, in that kit, there are a number of tools that will make your business grow. You need to, as a new distributor on your own, go through that, because as your sponsor, I can't take you through those things. I can show you where they are, but again, you have to develop your own personal time to get to go through these things. But there's numbers of video clips and testimonials in there that are very, very important. And what's important about that CD is that you know it so that you can take your new distributor that you bring in later if you're new in the business, and you'll be able to take them through this exact same experience. Okay. So, you now know, you've listened to the Drew Earle audio tape, you've taken and written your dreams first. Now, after listening to Drew, you might want to take and build on your dream a little bit. So I would encourage you to do that. And maybe it's two paragraphs now. Still, don't spend a lot of time on that, because we don't want to hold you back. Now, you've gone through that, and there's lots of questions that you might have. So the first thing in that, we wanted to learn how to dream. We said, well, I don't know how to take it and perfect my dreams. Maybe you want to hear somebody talk about it. This is where the website can come in. So in the dreaming part of it, you can go to the leadership calls on the very first one of January and listen to Kevin Cutter. Now, the interesting thing about this is that it's an hour-long call. And maybe there's things in there that you want to hear, you've heard before. But you can go in there and select on the table of contents on the left and go right to Kevin Cutter and listen to him specifically. Or you want to come back to that and review what he's had to say about dreaming, because it's going to help you perfect your dreams. That's an excellent. Kevin is excellent on that. Okay, so now you've got your dreams, you've taken and listened to the intro video, and now you want to figure out, you know, who am I going to approach, what am I going to do? Well, one of the next thing everybody says to do, the other thing that you've done is you practice all of the products. And if you had any questions, you should get back to your sponsor about those products. Now you want to make your list. Well, lists are your capital multi-level marketing. So, what do we want to do? Well, one of the things you're going to do is, if you need some help on making your list, you can go to the second call on lists of your capital and understand the importance of those lists and how you can use those and how you can use your upline sponsor. Again, go to the leadership tab, go to the February call, and listen to that. There's core areas in there that you want to listen to, or maybe listen to the whole thing. If you want to come back and review it again, you can go back to that. So now you've got your list. You're ready to go out and approach people. And so you can see how this call in itself can allow you to do that. The next thing was you're ready to take it to the streets. Okay, now that is the third call. And on that third call, you can go and get good training on that. So now we've built our dreams. We've reinforced them with the first audio from Drew Earle. We've made our list, and now we're going to take it to the streets. I mean, going to the people that are on that list, or maybe they're going to shows and things like that. And taking it to the streets tells you how you can then just use while standing in line, just use a 1-ounce sample bottle, polish a ring, and get somebody interested in the product or the business. That's amazing. Okay, and you can learn how to do a number of ways to take it to the streets. One of the most unique ways was Tom Jackson's Taking It to the Streets Through Charity. If you don't know how to do charity events, listen to that section in there about Tom Jackson. He will tell you how to show somebody or a group of people that can that are used to making $500 to $1,000 through very laborious charities to make $10,000 doing a free car show, a free car wash. It's amazing. So that's in the third, that's in the call of Taking It to the Streets. You get excited, you get successful in the business, you build a director freedom unit, you can win a free vacation. DWG is known for taking people places of where the rich and famous go. Lena, you've been to a number of these, haven't you?
Absolutely, and it's like if you haven't gone, it's definitely something that you want to put in your goals to be able to achieve. And, the Director Freedom Unit will actually show you how to achieve that dream, and by setting a date by when you'll accomplish that dream.
Yeah, and so the Director Freedom Unit, the people that were on the trip, a number of them were shared on the call, their dreams of getting there and how much fun they had. But then, like I say, you might want to make it one of your goals to go this year. There's plenty of time. And with what the company has done with the new appearance enhancement package is absolutely amazing. That it's easy. I mean, if you tell a person that here's this box, it's got these four products in it that are 4 ounces of each, and it's $39.95, and you say, by the way, if you decided to come sign up to be a distributor or a wholesale customer for $36.95, they will give you this $40 or $50 value. It's almost a no-brainer in signing a lot of people up. And from there, you move them up the chain we've heard in another call, if you look at one of the calls in which Tom Jackson talks about managing the list in the February call, he talks about how you take a customer and you progress them from a customer to a wholesale customer to a distributor to maybe somebody that wants to replace an income even. So that's how you manage those people, and Tom Jackson talks about that again in that February call. So now we've been excited. We were looking at a number of ways to maybe go on this vacation. Your upline can help you with that, or use this website for that. Now, the next thing, one of the things that you need to do is have some good business practices. Good business practices are there to help you. So you put your money in the right place. And in May, we had a phone call, Business Practices for Success. So business practices, importance of managing your inventory, keeping your money separate so you can always have money to reorder. All that was discussed in that May call. But as we move on, one of the things that you need to do in your business is personal development. I can't stress that enough. Like I say, in the last call we did in July, it was personal development for success. We talked about your personal development actually began with the 30-second demo. You were actually in training, and maybe you didn't realize it. Maybe you didn't want to realize it, but you were in training. And then we talked about, again, in that call, we talked about going to the distributor kit. So you heard me talk about it a little bit here. If you need to review that, you can go through the July call, and you will find out all the great tools that we need. We also found that being in conversation is very important in your success of any kind. So you need to be in conversation with the everybody. When you're in conversation in a community, you will develop a relationship and be high profile and make that work. So anyhow, one of the things that you can do is you need to look at that part of the call to help with your business. And where do we want to go next with that? All right, so that's where you can go with that on the website. Now, one of the other things was the announcement for the new product. So that was the sixth call, and what you can do with that is go to that and listen about how the announcement from Rod and everybody about those new products. Now, I want to step back from that. I've gone through a lot of things here real quick, and I'm going to take you through another site on here. Now, the next one was 2003. In 2004, looking ahead by the leaders at DWG, and since 2003 until now, we probably had 8 major conference calls or more about announcements, and some of those are special training. How about the high-profile table? That's so important in being high-profile in any of our communities. There's 2 calls on that in which Jim Adams and everybody explained to you about everything, how they work. If you look on the left side, there's also another tab on there that said high-profile training. And there is those conference calls. Also, a number of testimonials of people that are being successful in using those things. So, again, there's that incredible opportunity that when you're ready to use a high-profile table in what you're doing, you will be able to go and get that training. And it's important that in the content here is that, you know, we made these phone calls or these recordings or these events. They happened once, and guess what? Next month, we got another 20 distributors in my organization. Maybe I got 50. Maybe I got 100. And they weren't around for those things, and yet they still need that information. There's no way me as their upline can go back and repeat all those things. So that's why we provide them here, which is very powerful. Now, one of the last things I have just added to this website that is probably I'm very excited about is because it's short training. Sometimes we get wrapped up, some of these trainings are so long, they're an hour or so, and it's too much. But there's little things that you want to know. And recently on VoiceCom, our communication system within DWG, there's been some great little training tips. And so I've taken these and applied them into an area of the website. So here's how you would get to those. You would go into the tools on the left side where it says training and tools. And once you get into that, you'll come to a page that allows you to select some other things, including the leadership calls, high profile table training, and the Book of the Month Club. Isn't that great? But one other one that's really neat is a new one. It's called Short One-Step Training. The name there is very specific. They're very short. So let's go to that, and I'll tell you what we've got out there right now. And these are 1 minute to about 8 minutes. The exception is, it also in there is the second place where the True Earl Simply the Best Getting Started training is. I thought that was so important that it needed to be on that page. It's about 20 minutes long. But let's take a look at some of the things that are on this one-step training where you can go and just learn some stuff. The very first one, Rod talks about people's changing your lives. If you're on VoiceCom and you heard, or if you're not, you didn't hear this message by Susan Keith. Her and Guy just won a trip on Sport to Dirt, and they were down and out just about a year ago, and they are now enjoying life. They're doing a great business, and they just won this incredible trip. So definitely, this business can change your life. That's only 6 minutes. Rod talks about the basics and being duplicatable. Guy Keith here, again, he takes you through. He's at a restaurant. Somebody stopped him. They've asked him, what's this waterless car wash sign he's got or the shirt he's wearing? And he talks about doing the basics of doing the business, and that's 3 minutes, and that's a very great training. Joshua Wyatt talks about a new exciting director if you want to see what the excitement can do, because that's a good part of your business. Then the next one down is the three steps in learning. It's 1 minute, 38 seconds. Kevin Cutter talks about, boy, when you get started to do your first demo, you feel real awkward. And then it gets mechanical, and then he talks about it being natural, and that's the process. So that's important. That's a great one. Kevin shares the high-profile point of power, another great topic. Again, that's only like 2 minutes. So this area here, Glenn Azumi takes you through 7 minutes on how to fill out an application. A lot of people don't know that. Then he takes you through the receipt book. These are powerful, so I think those will really help you. Leanne, you've had a chance. What are some of the exciting things that you've found on the website that you would like to share with you, how you might use it to take somebody there?
Well, we actually had one of my very closest friends visited us last Monday and Tuesday, and she really wanted to find out about the business, and so she lives in Ohio. And what I ended up sharing with her is, when she wanted to find out about the business, I shared, look, Tony's got this unbelievable website. You got to go, and you can check out the different stuff. So to her, I would have recommended going into the Drew Earl Simply the Best Getting Started with a New Distributor, which, as Tony mentioned during this call, you can end up finding that in two places, in the leadership call or in the short one-step calls. So in the leadership calls, it's bullet number 7 on your left-hand side when you're in the menu. And when you're in the training and tools, it's which is bullet number six, the sixth bullet down, and it's the number 2, the short step one, the short one-step training. So I would have somebody go in and actually listen to that. Now, my girlfriend Vicki, when she signed up as a distributor, you know, she's like ready to go. But if she were around the corner from me, I'd actually go over and sit down with her, but she's not. She's in Ohio. So what we're doing is, she's already been through several of the different leadership training calls to start understanding how to do the business. One of the things we always share with new distributors is, understand the business before you go out and start just blatantly sharing it, because you may end up losing somebody that would potentially be a really amazing distributor. Vicki has already gone through, and she's already started talking to people, having done that. So it's like she's getting a boost into the business by having these tools available to her. Now, the you know, for someone brand new, we had a phone call today by a guy who, you know, he's never signed up anyone before. I would suggest to him to go on to this and to be able to understand how to fill out a distributor application, because we aren't right there next to these people. And Glenn Azumi put out an awesome message a couple of weeks ago on how to do this, and also how to use your receipt book effectively for your tax reason. So I don't know if that's how much you wanted, Tony, but those are the types of things that I end up seeing. And even to people that may not be interested in the business, I am so amazed and so impressed by the different things that Tony's actually put into this website. Like, you can go on and be able to go on to his website, and when you click on the website, you not only hear where it says audio file, you not only hear it, but then there's another spot underneath it that says PowerPoint file. So you can actually be reading. He's got a picture of the person who's talking during these leadership calls, or it may be just Glenn Azumi, you know, him sharing, you know, how to fill out your distributor application. You know, he's got the PowerPoint presentation, so you actually can read and be able to maybe use that as like cliff notes, like we had it when we were in high school and college. The other thing that I have done is, and all of a sudden I'm just drawing a blank here for a second. Oh, and for anybody that wants to be able to download these things, there's MP3 files on there. So Tony's giving you every possible option for you to be able to take these and basically take it out and implement it into your business immediately.
Thank you for sharing that, Lane. Patrick, are you out there still?
Yes, I'm still here, Tony.
Patrick, you had a chance to go around the website much? I know that we've talked about it. I know that you've been very busy. I know you do a military base, don't you?
Well, I have, yes. It's Fallon Naval Air Station out of Fallon, Nevada.
Now, were you on the call for the airbase stuff, or did you go to the website and learn how to do that from the website?
Actually, I went to the website, and let me say this. Your website is one of the greatest resource, places to go to find out information. I refer to it quite often. I especially like the one with Kevin Cutter on dreams. Dreams are really important to us, you know, and I would highly recommend this to anybody to just go to it. If you're not doing anything someday, just go to it, and you'll learn something. Every time you go to that website, you're going to learn something. Anyway, that's my feeling about it. I think it's great. I appreciate it very, very much.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. And it's a lot like life, isn't it? Every day, most people think they just go through life, but the fact of the matter is you're learning something. Sometimes they might be bad. You may not like the way the results of that learning process went, but you're learning something. And here, I think you're going to learn positive stuff. That's really great. Thanks. Byron, I know that you haven't had much time to go look at it, and you're not even in my organization, but I share it with everybody. Did you a couple things that you may have looked at on there?
Well, I may not be directly in your organization, Tony, but I certainly am part of your family, so.
No, you certainly are. You certainly are.
I appreciate the invitation.
I'll consider that.
Thanks, Leonetta. I do appreciate having the opportunity to be on this call as well. It's been a while since I've actually been to www.dreamcity.com, if I got that correct.
Drywash City.
I'm dreaming now. Drywashcity.com. But I did take a look at it recently, and like I guess Pat was just before me, I had no idea all the resources that you had in here. I know you've been working very hard on it to get everything in there, including the Book of the Month Club, of which I'm part of, and everything of that nature. But like he said, this is an incredible resource for people, and I certainly am going to be using it more and more, because there are things in there that I have to search for through different info blasts or info that we've gotten on the email and things of that nature, and I have to go back and try to locate it. But what I like about your website, Tony, it's one of the main things, is that you have got things all condensed, and if you need something specific, it's all together. And that in itself is a time saver for me, as you know, and many of us know, time is money. So if we know where to find the information and we can direct people to it, like Leonetta was saying, it's a great tool. And it puts credibility to our organization, to our businesses as well. So I appreciate what you've done and all the hard work you've put in this. So those are some of my comments on it.
Well, thank you very much, Elvira. And just again, you know, Elvira mentioned that she's part of the Book of the Month Club, and she's a very important part of that. She's a standing panel member on that and always is up to date and read her book, done her homework. And Elvira, I don't think Josh was on. Josh, you're on the call? Why don't you give a little bit of a plug again for the Book of the Month, because I know that you're a firm believer in that club.
Oh, for sure, for sure. So the idea came around with Joshua Wea from Pennsylvania, one of the coordinators, Northeast Coordinator for DWG International. And I believe our first Book of the Month Club conference call, which is once a month on a Sunday, and I believe the next one, I don't have it right here in front of me, but I think it is going to be the third Thursday, or third Sunday, my apologies, the 22nd or something. Check for the info blast. And it's going to be the 22nd of August coming up. But what we do is, Joshua has a group of people who are part of the Book of the Month Club. We discuss the book that we have chosen for the month. And the month of August is going to be the Parable of the Pipeline. He's been working diligently to get the actual authors on the call with us to provide insight, information, and also just to discuss the book with us and ask us questions on what we think and answer the questions that we have. So it has been a valuable tool, and I have to admit that although I'm not normally a reader, this has put me in a position of doing more reading and personal development. So my thanks goes out to Joshua Wea.
Well, you know, I would like to second that, and I'm not the greatest reader in the world, but when I got a deadline, I myself to make sure I've read my my information so that I'm a panel member at times and I need to be ready, and so I get it done. So sometimes a good deadline will help you with that. Leonette, you had some thought on that Book of the Month that's on there. By the way, we're still working on putting that Book of the Month Club area. So, but Leonette, about the Book of the Month, and you kind of were not overly excited about it. Then what happened? What did you find?
Well, you know, when we first got into the business, for all of our distributors, we would hand out The Greatest Networker in the World. That's a book, and you can also get that on tape. And it's an amazing book by John Milton Fogg. And so the first Book of the Month book that came out was Conversations with the Greatest Networker in the World, and by John Milton Fogg. And Tony asked me if I wanted to be there, and I actually had our granddaughter with us, and it's like, no, I'll be outside, I'll take care of, you know, plus one. And then we take these calls, and so I was able to actually listen to the whole conversation, and I was blown away because my husband didn't tell me one little fact that the authors of these books are on these calls. And Tony actually got to participate with the author and go through one of the exercises he did, which was pretty gratifying on my end. It's like, I loved it. It's an exercise called mirroring, and like, who is your, you know, what do you find significant in your partner, in your significant other, your, you know, husband, wife, or your significant other. And Tony just like really chose things that I have always been proud of, like my integrity and, you know, just, you know, different things along that line. And he was doing a mirroring exercise, because what John Milton Fogg shared with Tony is that when those are your qualities in others, those are also qualities in you, and that's how you as a distributor can be asking questions. So I found, you know, the Book of Month Club is like, I'm planning on being on all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Oh, great. Thank you for sharing that, Lena. Jim Mansell, are you still there? Jim, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I had it on mute so that the noise wouldn't cause any problems.
I know that you've been a part of the Book of the Month Club. You've listened to a number of these leadership calls, and I know your computer's down, but I know that for a fact because I'm working on it, right?
So, 33 viruses.
Yeah, 33 viruses and a whole and 300 pop-up things I had to kill for you. And it's still not fixed. But anyhow, it's been hard for you to get to the website, but I know that you're aware of the stuff. What do you like about the website? What would you send people to?
Okay, it's kind of been mentioned already, but the fact that the information is stored there for posterity, you know, and people can go to it over and over again, or new people can go and get that same information, as you said earlier, and review it. They won't have an opportunity to hear it because it's gone, but to listen to the recording of it and so forth. And so many times we hear good talks and so forth, and we can't ever hear them again. But on there, on the website, you can go and listen again and watch it and so forth and refresh your memory. And it's really a powerful tool for that. And I really enjoy it. Really do.
Great. Well, thank you for that.
I've been on the Book of the Month Club also when John Milton Fogg was on there, the first time that he was on there. And it's an experience to talk to him, and it was very gratifying. I enjoyed it. So I enjoy the Book of the Month Club also.
Oh, great. Thanks for sharing that. Do we have anybody else on the call that I haven't called on that maybe has joined since we got started?
Well, Tony, one thing before we move on. You didn't mention in the beginning what the website was. You mentioned the website, but you didn't give us the address.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for keeping me honest on that.
Yeah, I thought you were actually talking about the DWG International one at first, and then I thought, oh, he's talking about his own website.
All right. Okay, let me give you that address. So it's Dry War City. You know, we're the City of Dreams, so it's appropriate that it's Dry War City. It's DRIWASHCITY.com. And that's where you can go. If you got any questions, you know, you can feel free to call me directly at my toll-free number. It's on the website. Or you send me an email. And my toll-free number is 877-606-8032. And what I'd like to do now is see if there's anybody else that maybe joined us that would like to ask any questions. Great. Okay. One of the things I'd like to do is give a little bit of recognition. We've got a couple of new Quick Start directors this month, Glory and Sandy. I'm not going to use the last name because they're a partnership, and so. But they're full-time RVers. They're excited, and I think they're going to be at the conference in Las Vegas. And then we have Vicky Batten, who's Batten out of Ohio, very excited. You know, she's got a, what is her daughter, 14?
No, 12.
12. And she's one of these very mature 12-year-olds. And they're going to partner together. They're going to do some, they're going to take it to the streets through going to shows. They're going to take and do some detailing. And there's an interesting message here. Vicky has been very adamant about teaching the value of money. And so her 12-year-old daughter has managed doing babysitting stuff to save a couple thousand dollars. And knowing the value of money, when we showed him this opportunity, her 12-year-old daughter was excited because she knows she can make more money than she can make babysitting. And she can work with her mother in a partnership business. What an exciting thing that is. But wasn't that something to watch, Lynette?
Oh, yeah. Well, the other thing is that her daughter, Kendra, wanted to be able to have a cell phone. And the only way that she could get a cell phone is if she really needs one for her business. So that's another reason why her daughter really wants to do this business, so she can have a cell phone. So, you know, little motivators like that certainly help.
So she's helping her daughter learn business practices at 12 years old, amazing. And yet her daughter's having fun at it. So that's pretty neat. Let me go into the specials for this month. One of the things I want to remind everybody that the conference is coming up in September. These are very important events. We talk about on one of the calls about being in the communication with your in conversation with the in your community. Of course, that's really networking in our business. And so when you go to the conference, you're going to be in conversation with people there. You're going to learn. It's almost a must if you're going to be a top earner in this business. That's the last week in September. You can go to the website. If you go to my website at Drywire City, you can link to the corporate one, and it'll have all the information. So let's get there and tell everybody about it. The next thing is that the specials this month. Last month, one of these stories was Susan Keats, about winning a Squirt the Dirt trip. Well, they're going to give away four trips this month, and two of them for the top two recruiters. Anybody in my organization, I would encourage you to take advantage of that. Remember, I'm running a special here, too. So whoever in my organization recruits the most people from May through the end of August, we got about 30 days left or less, is going to win a entrance into the conference. That's a $150 value. So there's some encouragement there. The other thing is they win it that way. The second way is if the distributorship that gets the most quick start directors in the month of August, two of them, the top two will get to go on Squirt to Dirt. I don't know whether you realize the expense that this is to rod. That 50-some-foot yacht of his has two 800-horse diesels in that, and it carries 800 gallons of fuel, okay? His bill for the last month for taking people out on that trip alone for fuel was $1,900. So he is putting his efforts where he says they are, and he's going to give it. And, of course, then he takes them. Everybody gets all their expense fare to fly there. They get food and drink on the shore when they go ashore, and there's just an amazing event. So he's really making an effort there, and if you want to win that, it's there for everybody. The other special that we want to talk about here is the Quick Start special this month, and this is really, really powerful. And not only does the Quick Start win, but the sponsor wins, and the new AEPP, the Enhanced Appearance and Protection Package, that thing has a $40 value, and you can buy them from DWG at a retail price of $320. Every Quick Start that comes into the business in the month of August is going to be given one of those free. And guess what? As their sponsor, they're going to give you one of those three packs also. That's a great incentive for you to go out there and share the business and help people understand that, you know, quick starting is the best way to get started this business. I know from looking at people that have quick started, there's a higher probability of them being successful in a business for lots of reasons than someone that starts with one bottle. Now, I mean, a lot of people have worked out from one bottle, and they've been successful. But it's just there's just a higher probability of those people that get success. They put their self on the line, their financials on the line. They get invested and they go out there, and then they got a great incentive to go out there and sell. Well, that's all I've got to say, Lynette. You got anything more?
No, just go out and hit the streets, squirting the dirt, and you know, sharing with people. Just be in communication with people and sharing what you're up to, and check with people what your goals are. And then also, the other thing I would say, when you share those goals, you know, a goal is just a goal. And if you don't put a deadline to it, you'll never get to it. So, you know, your dreams, having your dreams, let me restate that. Having your dreams, that's one thing, but having a dream with a deadline, that is a goal.
Anybody else that wanted to say anything in closing? Pat, Jim, or Elvira?
Go ahead, Elvira.
I wanted to say something. Tony, I do want to offer and invite, well, personal invitation to everyone and anyone who's interested in becoming part of the Book of the Month Club. Contact would be Joshua Oweha. He is the Northeast Coordinator for DWG International. His cell phone number, for those interested, is 267-228-0283. His voice comm is 451-9267. Or you can reach him through his email, which is bestshine@hotmail.com.
thank you for that advice. By the way, Joshua just won a trip on Squirt to Dirt. He's out there really working this business, and he really lives what he preaches or he teaches, and he's a real inspiration to all of us. If you get a chance to be around Joshua and just listen to this man speak, you'll be a very you'll learn a lot. And with that, I want to thank you for joining us on the City of Dreams, and we'll see you on next month's call.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Tony.
Bye.
See you, Lena.
I figured out
what call it was I was planning on being on tonight.
Oh, yeah.
It was yours.
Oh.
I just had several different things come up, and I remember some conference call tonight and had the paperwork out, and there were a couple of different ones coming up, but I just kept the paperwork on.
Well, that's great. You're on the right one.
Just for that, huh?
Yeah. Did anybody join us yet?
Tony.
Yeah.
Pat Griffin.
Hey, Pat.
How you doing?
Are you in Reno?
Well, we're at the Boom Tower. We're going to stop here for the call.
That's close enough.
So we got a good reception here, and then we'll get into our spot and get set up.
Good. Okay.
Super. We have Elvira on the phone. She's going to be my backup recorder tonight.
Good.
Bauer, you've met Pat, haven't you?
Pat Griffin?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, Elvira.
I'm trying to think. Where's Pat Griffin from?
Well, I don't know if I have or not.
He was at the conference. His brother is Griffin, he's up in the Chico Redding area.
If I have, my apologies, I don't recall, but it will be a pleasure somewhere down the line to meet you.
Oh, yeah. I used to be down in Arizona.
Okay. Yeah, it's... Now, the name doesn't ring a bell for me.
Okay.
That's all right.
All right. Anyhow. My wife is going to join us on another phone here in a few minutes.
And I know that Jim Mansell has agreed to join in today.
I don't know whether Josh was going to make it. Anybody else join us?
I'm here, Tony.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
So far we have Jim Mansell, then we got Elvira and Patrick.
I need your phone number.
Just a second.
I have Lane at 212.
990.
8000.
And then
4396 is your code. Okay.
All right.
Anybody else join us initially? We're going to have a great call tonight. My resident dreamer is getting back to her post.
Hello.
Hi
there. How are you guys?
Great.
Well, I just got to stop the engine and stand up, so I'm actually... I'm going to come to the left side. Get us an order for Lane Dent,
and then you guys maybe can go into the back or outside.
Well, that was like yours, it was backwards.
I just kind of undo it, okay. I'm giving some paperwork out here to my compatriots on the code street.
We started having an interesting environment here with a couple of phones trying to talk in the same environment, so some people are going to take a nice walking tour up here in Boomtown, which is kind of unique. I thought it was going to be really hot. This is great.
Oh, it's been beautiful up here.
It is beautiful. It's even a little bit of a wind blowing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. We have our plus one with us for those in Jamaica, my granddaughter.
every time we were counting, somebody would say there's 20 adults and plus one baby.
So we call it plus one sometimes.
So
I hear somebody back there.
That would be the grandma of plus one and plus one. That's who I hear.
Okay. Anybody else join us?
We don't have the echo inside.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Well, okay. We're going to get started here in just a couple of seconds.
What time you got there, Ken?
6:04.
Okay. Just about 15 seconds.
We're going to
get started.